producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All righty, 855-993-7569. Folks, if you call during a break, we'll put you on hold, but then you can call back, all right? Or you can just wait to the beginning of an hour and call, all right? 855-99-DR-JOY. All right, there's been a huge amount of news in the last couple of days about all sorts of things. For example, a greater dementia risk for diabetics, which shouldn't be, and that seems a duh, because we know that diabetes is not a sugar disease. That's just a marker. It's a small artery disease. Anything that affects your blood supply is going to affect your brain, and anything that affects the blood supply to the brain is going to cause problems. So that one seems to me to fall well into the, okay, this is logical and not particularly surprising. There's also an article out that says that schizophrenia is probably at least six genetic markers sort of interwoven with one another. That doesn't sound to me very surprising either, because there are different forms and intensities of schizophrenia. It also said there's a new study out that says smoking can cause some of the same changes in the brain that schizophrenia does. That's not saying that smoking causes schizophrenia. It just says that some of the changes are the same. One of the good news, because a lot of this seems like either, okay, so what, or yuck, or duh. All right, so let me give you at least one thing that seems positive, which is you've been reading for about the last 6 to 8 months that sitting for long periods of time is basically the biological equivalent of smoking. So we know smoking is rotten for you. It's rotten for your skin. It's rotten for your heart. It's rotten for your lungs. It's rotten for your brain. It increases possibility of blood clots, all sorts of really yucko stuff. Well, it turns out that sitting for 8 hours a day, which a lot of people do, is also lousy for you. And it's not only that they're sitting for 8 hours a day at their job, but then they come home and plug themselves in front of a television set for another 3 or 4 hours. God forbid we do that on flights. Now, we've always known that sitting on an airplane for a long period of time is not very good for you either. But there's now a positive study that comes out that says basically you can offset the effects by getting up about every 5 minutes for every hour, which most of us do.
Well, that's easy enough, yeah.
Yeah. So there. All right?
I always have to get up, and like for instance, right now I'm standing here behind the booth because I can't stand to sit down for. I mean, I couldn't do it for 8 hours.
I couldn't. Well, and I sit on an exercise ball, and an exercise ball. Mm-hmm. If it uses your abs, because otherwise you roll and fall off, and falling
right,
off in the air
right.
seems so tacky. So yeah. And Greg at my last station would sit on exercise balls, too. So when I went to visit, that I'd have an exercise ball.
Perfect.
All right. Also, here's another thing that you should probably know about, which is that pumpkins are very healthy for you. I kind of knew that.
Yeah,
it turns out pumpkin spice is not.
Darn it.
Yeah. So, you know, if you have... high blood pressure, it's particularly dangerous. So,
well, that's no good. I love the pumpkin spice treats and everything this time of year.
No. Starbucks pumpkin spice lattes loaded with sugar. That pumpkin in itself is high in fiber, potassium, iron, and many vitamins and minerals. But The World Health Organization recommends people consume no more than 25 grams of sugar per day. One 12-ounce pumpkin spice latte, 37 grams!
Wow.
That's without the whipped cream. So that's a day and a half's worth of sugar.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
It turns out Nabisco is releasing a line of pumpkin spice Oreos, which are also high in sugar and low in real pumpkin.
So, right. So does this mean pumpkin pie is a pretty bad thing then?
Well, it depends what you put in pumpkin pie. Pumpkin pie usually has sugar in it.
Mm-hmm.
It has egg in it, and it has milk in it.
Mm-hmm.
So the pumpkin itself, let me just give you a great recipe for pumpkin, which is basically good for you.
Sure.
Which is you take a pumpkin, and the small ones actually work better than the large one, and you put it in the oven. I think you cook it about 350 or something for maybe an hour. Cut the top off. And take and you don't have to take seeds out, because you can actually take the seeds out beforehand. It's a little easier to take them out beforehand, and you can just put them on a baking sheet, you know, pie tin.
Yep.
And roast them, and roasted pumpkin seeds are great. Do not salt them.
Yeah,
they're great. And then take all the goo out. And then what you can do is you can take a fork and you can run it around the inside of a pumpkin. And that you can make
spaghetti,
what
right?
looks. Yeah.
Yeah, I've seen that before. Isn't
and
that
it's
cool?
Delish. The other thing you can do with this, you can still use the pumpkin shell, and you can make. I've done it. The first time I saw it was at a dinner party, and someone had taken little tiny pumpkins and served soup in it. You can make pumpkin soup, which is delicious and fairly good for you. And you can just take the scrapings on the inside and either make it, you know, in the soup or put in the blender, whatever. So all of these are good for you.
That's a great idea for this time of year.
Into a pumpkin cooking show.
There you go.
I know everybody's always alarmed that I know stuff like that. I'm a girl. You know, I cooked for a family 3 meals a day, 7 days a week for years. Now I make reservations. So that's not true. I actually can cook and do cook. All right, and of course the final sort of, I guess, recap of the story is that the Vikings finally bowed to pressure, which we knew was going to happen. I don't know what they were thinking.
Yep, it was bound to happen. There's no doubt about it.
Deactivated Peterson indefinitely. But my solution, as you hear, and I've thought about this a lot in the last couple of days, is I've kind of climbed down from my original, these guys should never play again, because I think they were caught in a crossfire between changing expectations and cellular technology. Because I think this has been, you know, O.J. was known in San Francisco as a wife beater, and everybody hushed it up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and O.J., I mean, and this was well before, you know, the Nicole and whatever. I mean, and you know, the people in San Francisco were not particularly surprised. I mean, because, you know, violence begets violence. So the deal is, number one, that these two guys got caught because the NFL has turned a blind eye to it. So the new deal is that the new commissioner has to implement rules that say if you've ever been convicted of a felony, no NFL. If you've ever had an issue that has been publicly recorded of violence, no NFL. And as Shane points out, we start this, and everybody in the NFL has to go through anger management and sensitivity training before they join the NFL. And we start this as, you know, if you can teach a kid to toss a football and to block, you can teach them about anger in junior high school or elementary school. So we start the training early, and the first, if you're ever found, not convicted, if you're ever found either beating somebody, either a kid or a wife or another player, you're out. And if you commit any felonies when you're out, and you're out for life. The idea being that these two guys got caught in the discrepancy between the manifest and the latent. The manifest is we're all good guys and we're all community supporters and we're all heroes. The latent is we're aggressive on the field and off the field, and we get away with it because we make huge salaries and everybody thinks we're great. And they got caught. They are not the only two, historically, currently, and for the future. So that has to change. For these two guys who I think got caught, and the idea of is deterrence, not punishment, is that they are suspended for the year, that they receive minimum wage, that they go through anger management and sensitivity training, and that they go to each of the teams in the league and talk about how this wrecked their lives and what they've done to reform themselves. And then they get to play again in the year. But unless during the year either they sort of are caught, which sooner or later they will be, of saying, yeah, dude, I'm just going through the motions here, then they're out for life. But assuming that there's some genuine remorse, change the league, change the rules, change the ethos. You got it? Great. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
855-99-DR-JOY. Karen, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
I love your show.
Thank you.
I listen to it all the time.
Yay.
So I was listening to you yesterday about the woman that called in about her son and what she should say to him about strangers.
Right.
And so I was listening to you, and I was thinking about my own boys that are twin boys, and they're very friendly and they're very talkative with everyone. Like if we go to a park or wherever, they're just very friendly.
And, how old are they?
And I'm always with them. They're four.
Okay.
And I'm never like not with them, or they're never not with an adult. So, and I'm trying not to get them, you know, nervous about people because, but at the same time, I don't want to, you know, do something that's going to make something bad happen.
Yeah, I hear exactly what you're saying. I think, look, let me just give you a quick anecdote to kind of bolster the point I'm about to make. At one point when my daughter was about six, we were walking on the beach. We lived on the beach, and we were walking, and she looked up at me and said, "Mom, wow, look, that wave is really bitching." And I said, I said, "Honey, I don't mind if you use that word, but if you use that at school, either the teacher's going to get mad at you, or one of your friends is going to go home and say, 'Guess who taught me this word?' You're going to get trouble." And she looked at me with her big baby blue eyes and said, "Oh, Mom, don't worry. At school, I talk kid talk." So my point about that anecdote is kids know differentiation much better than we give them credit for. So would I completely ignore the stranger danger discussion? I would not, because as much as they're four and there are two of them and they're still relatively young people, in the next couple of years they're going to become a little bit more self-reliant. They may be at a friend's house with a mom who's a little less involved in monitoring them. They may at some point decide to become one of them. If your kids are like everybody else's twins, one is a bit more adventurous than the other. What we want to do is, as you point out, so legitimate. We don't want to make them frightened. We don't want to change their outgoing, sunny, bubbly personality. But we also want to be protective. And in the same way that you say to your boys, and I'm sure you have, you don't cross the street without Mom here. And you look both ways. And you don't cross against the light, even though you're with them most of the time, that you're still prepping them for future independent behavior. And they are more susceptible to those kinds of admonitions at four than they will be at five or six or seven or eight or nine or ten. So what you're really doing, because you're an adult and you're a caring parent, is you're not saying cars can kill you. You're not saying you could be roadkill. You're not saying you're talking about several tons hitting your little body. What you're saying is, here's how to be careful. And even though you hold my hand now, that at some point all the rules that we have now will put you in relatively good stead 5 years from now or 10 years from now or 100 years from now. And I think when we talk about strangers, we're really talking about the same kind of thing, is you don't have to say you're not allowed to talk with people, but you can say, when Mommy and Daddy are here, it's really good for you to be able to go as long as Mommy and Daddy can see you. But if you can't see Mommy and Daddy probably can't see you, so you need to come and find us, number one. Number two, if you can't see Mommy and Daddy, talking with other people is probably not a great idea at that moment, because what you need to do is go find Mommy or Daddy first. So you're not saying that somebody could kidnap you or hurt you. What you're saying is, here's the deal. When Mommy and Daddy are with you, then it's okay. We'll keep an eye on things, and we'll make you safe. If you can't see Mommy and Daddy can't see you. So it's really important to go find Mommy and Daddy at that moment. And finding other adults is not as important as finding Mommy and Daddy. So you've already put some restrictions and some boundaries in a condition without making them frightened of just saying, here's the deal. If you can't see us, we can't see you, and we want to be able to see you. Now, at some point, they're going to say, and you don't really necessarily have to deal with that until they're ready to go and walk together to a neighbor's. And what you can say is, as long as I can see you, you can see me, and as long as I can see you, you can walk together. And if not, I'll walk you there. So you can begin putting the boundaries in place as needed. But the idea being, right now, as long as Mommy and Daddy are there, we can keep an eye on things. Uh-huh. If you can't see us, we can't see you, so come find us. And then you don't have to worry about all the rest of that stuff. And don't find other adults, just find us, because we're the ones that are going to be looking for you. Now, as said, we really, and the fact that somebody knows your name, and you guys are so cute, so people are going to come up and talk to you. And it's okay, if you can't see Mommy and Daddy at that moment, to say, Mommy and Daddy, don't let us talk to people when we can't see them. And that's all you have to say at this moment, because then you've already put that structure in place that says, if you can't see us, we can't see you. If we can't see you, you can't see us, and you need to be able to see us. And then, so then it's not very hard to go without scaring the living daylights out of the boys to say, remember when we talked about the fact that if you can't see us and we can't see you, we don't talk to other people, and you could say to other people, we're not allowed to talk to people. Then you could say, if mommy and daddy aren't there, what you can say is, we're not allowed to talk to people if mommy and daddy aren't here. And that's all you have to say, because we already have that structure in place, and it's very logical in their mind. And then we can sort of add that if people offer you candy, that what you can say is, you have to ask my mommy or daddy. We're not allowed to take any candy unless mommy and daddy have said it's okay. You can then add, it's not okay to pet animals if mommy and daddy aren't there, because some animals are really friendly and some are really not. So mommy and daddy need to be there to decide if it's a friendly animal or not. So everything comes back to that first rule, which is, if you can see us, we can see you. If you can't see us, we can't see you. And it becomes very straightforward without scaring the living daylights out of it. It all comes organically from that. I will add one other thing just because we're talking about it. Because my kid basically knew all of that, because I'm not going to tell you anything I don't do and use. At one point, my daughter was at a friend's house for lunch. And we were primarily vegetarians for a very long period of time. And she never had any processed baby food. I made all her baby food and stuff of that sort. So I walked in, and this was a friend of hers that she adored. It was Rosie, and Rosie about 3 or 4 years older than she was. She was about maybe 6. And I go over there, and there's palpable tension. Palpable. I mean, and, you know, and so I knew something had gone really wrong. And I said, what happened? And she said, Rosie's mom served us bologna sandwiches, and I said it was poison. and Rosie said to her mom, I don't have to eat this because she said it's poison. And so it was this. So the new rule became, because I had not anticipated that we didn't eat processed food, and the reason we didn't is because it's poison, to anticipate that my daughter is a sponge, as all children are.
Yeah.
So I said, the deal at anybody's house is you don't have to eat anything ever at anybody else's house, but you may not make comments about it at all, period. And so we sort of evolve the rules as we go along. But again, the deal at my house was you don't have to eat anything that I serve you. You just can't have anything else till the next meal. I mean, I'm not going to force food on you, but there's nothing. There's no snacks. There's no glass of milk. There's nothing till the next meal. Well, the idea being that I serve healthy, nutritious food, and if you don't want it, it's okay, but nothing till the next meal. And so the rule at the same house was very easy to add on to that. I just had not anticipated it, is that you don't have to eat anything, but you're not allowed to comment on it. So, but you can see how that's why parenting is so tricky, is that we have to start with first principles that we can then expand until they're 80.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
1 out of 3 young adults and 1 out of 2 recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallet, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com, click the blue microphone in the top right corner, and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Yeah, the point is, it's all about you, darling. You know, trying to help you make your life better, run it better, just being a happier person. Not a bad idea, right? 855-993-7569. Lisa, you are on the air. I am Dr. Joy Brown. How may I help you?
Hi.
Hi.
I have a situation. I have a girlfriend that's getting married next year.
Okay.
And she has asked me a month ago to go and help her with dress shopping.
Right.
So I met her at the dress shop, and her mother met us there also. Well, when her mother saw me there, she was furious.
Why? Oh, because she wanted this to be an intimate thing with she and her daughter.
I think so, yes. So well, I was very uncomfortable the whole time we were there, and she did end up picking the dress out. I didn't really say much except for things that I liked and didn't like or whatever.
Right.
And then afterwards, as time's going by, her mother all of a sudden refuses to speak to me now. And if we're ever in situations, which, you know, our families do a lot of things together, she will avoid me or basically won't talk to me, or she'll leave.
Wow, that's kind of a displacement, isn't it? It's not like you invited yourself. All right, did you have a relationship with a mom before all this happened?
Just, you know, a casual friendship type thing, not where we were, you know, hanging out together or anything like that, just more like talking.
And how long ago was the dress shopping event?
It was about a month ago.
Okay.
So I'm worried about, like, the shower coming up.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
like
no,
that.
I don't really
know how to behave.
All right, here's what you're going to do. We're going to have to be preemptive about this, all right? What you're going to do is, does she live around you?
Yes.
All right, let's go through a couple of options here. If you called her on the phone and said, look, I'd like to speak with you about this, that somehow, you know, I was completely unaware that Stacy asked me to come and help her, and if I'd known that that you would sort of plan this as a mother-daughter thing, which I absolutely understand, I certainly wouldn't have come. I just didn't know. So I want you to know that that, you know, had I known, I wouldn't have shown up, and I would love to buy you, a glass of wine. Would she take your phone call?
That's actually what I thought, was to give her a call. I wanted to check with you.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
I don't want to stir up anything and make anything worse.
No, because, look, what you're going to do, and I think it's really important to focus on not, look, this is a problem with you and your daughter, which of course it is. You're just the collateral damage on this one. This had nothing. And clearly, here's what happened, all right? Mother's saying, oh, honey, I want to come. We'll go shop for a dress. And Stacy is saying, oh, my God, my mother has terrible taste. And, she's going to talk at me the whole time, and she's going to tell me, you know, the mistake I made or about her. And I know what I'll do. I'll invite Lisa. So you got to be the buffer. And, of course, Stacy didn't tell Mom that she'd invited Lisa.
Yeah,
and what,
exactly,
and
right.
What Stacy may have done, hopefully not, but Stacy didn't really demonstrate a huge amount of her big girl pants, or pantaloons in this case. She may even have said, well, Lisa wanted to come. So she may have made it your problem, which would not be very nice of Stacy, but it does seem consistent with both the mother-daughter relationship as we now understand it in retrospect, and the fact that Mom, it came as a big surprise to Mom. So she may have made you the culprit. So it's really important not to put Stacy in the middle of this, all right? Because I think that's very likely what happened. So what you're going to do is just explain, without talking about Stacy at all, that you understand, you know, that you did not know that Stacy and her mom were going to do this, and you never would have come, you would have declined the invitation, and keep Stacy out of it as much as you can, and you know that you're really looking forward to being part of the wedding and part of the party and being as supportive of the entire event as possible. And you'd like to buy her a glass of wine. Okay?
I think that's great.
Good. All right. Now, if she won't take your phone call, which hopefully she will, because it sounds like she's really good. The whole family is good at kind of not dealing with aggression, you know, with negativity very well. Because if she had, she would have understood this had nothing to do with you. It had to do with her daughter. And so she displaced them on to you, that Stacy displaced her concerns. She just put you as a buffer in there without telling you. If she'd said, Lisa, look, my mom wants to come on this. I really value you. You have much better taste than my mom. But can you suck up to my mom? You would have done it. You would have gone and said, oh, you look so great. Thank you so much for including me in this. You would have taken a completely different stance. So neither Stacy or Mom are going to win any sort of, we're standing up for ourselves and we're always honest and transparent awards anytime soon. So if for some reason she won't take your phone call, which she should, then buy her a glass of wine, make nice, suck up, and if she doesn't, call me back and we'll figure out what to do, which is maybe to send flowers saying, I did not mean to intrude on a mother-daughter moment. Had I known, I never would have shown up, and let it go at that. Okay?
Thank you. I think that's a great idea to let her know that I understand her feelings toward it.
Absolutely.
I didn't think of that at all.
Good. All righty.
Thank you so much.
You're most welcome, Cookie.
And I'm looking forward to her wedding. Love your show.
Yeah,
thank
truly.
You.
You're welcome. 855-99-DR-JOY. When in doubt, if something is illogical, people are not illogic. They're not. what they are, logic just means an internal sense of consistency. You're missing the pieces. You don't know what their system is. People behave in very, very linear ways. And if it seems nutty to you, it's because you're missing a piece of the puzzle. So look for the puzzle or call me. John, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Can I turn the tables just a little bit?
All right. What tables are you planning to turn?
You said once you were employed as an engineer.
Mm-hmm.
You got a degree in what branch of engineering?
I went to Rice, and when I was at Rice, you had to take all the math and science stuff. So I actually graduated with three different degrees that they didn't offer, so they combined them all. But I worked in optical engineering on the space program. I worked for ITEC and for Sperry Rand.
So you got a degree in electrical engineering?
No, I didn't get a degree in engineering. I basically had enough credits for a minor in engineering, but I graduated with a degree in what was called, they made up a degree, it's the only time they ever offered, I don't think they've offered it since either, which was behavioral science, because I had enough credits to get a degree in anthropology, psychology, and sociology, and they didn't want to give me three degrees, so they just combined it.
And you worked for NASA? How long did you work for NASA?
I worked for Sperry Rand, and I worked for ITEC, both of which were subcontractors to NASA. I worked on the classified part of the space program, and I worked on optical and visual techniques and helped design the extravehicular activity for loading and unloading one of the cameras.
Good. And the slide rule, you know, this is going way back.
Yeah.
Really. Did you master the slide rule in high school? When did you master the
slide
rule?
No, you know what I actually...
With the logarithm.
I love slide rules. My grandfather was an engineer, and he helped build the road across Pikes Peak. So he was, he was a tough German guy. And so he taught me the slide rule when I was probably 7 or 8 years old. He also would whip me at checkers just to show that he could. That idea of sort of letting kids win was never part of his mentality. So I actually started playing with a slide rule when I was literally about 7 years old. And people even then.
Did you have difficulty with the logarithm scale? You know, because
no, I thought it was great.
That's an amazing scale. You know, can I just mention to the audience, you know, there's one scale that goes from 2.8 all the way to 20,000. That's one scale. And then there's one scale, the LL scale goes from 1.0 to 1.01. It's amazing. You have such a dichotomy of numbers there.
Well, but for me, the cool thing about a slide rule is it helped you understand ratios instantly.
Oh,
I mean, there was, and I thought that was just great because ratios are not inherently obvious, I don't think, and relationships and how things relate to one another. And if you think about it, that's what I've spent my whole career figuring out is how the pieces relate to one another. So figuring out
you mastered the slide rule at what age?
I'm not sure I ever mastered it. I could use it my grandfather started teaching me when I was about 6 or 7 years old, just because it was something to play with and I thought it was fun and interesting. Well, yeah, but I mean, I'm not sure that I mastered it. I just thought it was fun to kind of slide around, and I had one that was I had a kind of a dumb one that would warp all the time, and then he gave me at one point his, which
did
was a big
warp?
Fancy thing. No.
Did you say warp? The wood was warped.
Yeah, which is much harder to use a slide rule because it won't slide. But and so by the time there's actually a picture of me when I was working for Sperry Rand with a slide rule, which was ridiculous because nobody used slide rules then, but I actually did know how to use the slide rule. Let me put you on hold, see if you have any other table turning you want to do. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever sent a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week, helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Digestive health is key to wellness, and ProEM1 is the key to digestive health. ProEM1 is a daily liquid probiotic that improves food absorption and supports weight loss by removing toxins from your system. Recommended by doctors, ProEM1 is 100% natural, organic, non-GMO, wheat, soy, gluten, and dairy-free. Call us today at 888-611-8025 or visit ProEM1.com to save over $25 on your order. That's 888-611-8025 or ProEM1.com.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Spare Fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare Fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste. And even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, that I am. All right, so for those of you who are new to my program, let me just explain something to you. I love movies. I've loved movies since I was a kid, since before I could use a slide rule. That was just a reference to John's call. I also love theater. And so when I first started on the air in Boston, there were not other psychologists on the air. There were really no role models. There was not syndication. So there was one other psychologist. I'm the second in the country. But there was one other psychologist. His name was Tony Grant. She was in Los Angeles. But because there was no syndication, didn't make any difference. So I had no idea how to do this. And so I would interview anybody I wanted to. I started off interviewing psychologists, which was disastrous because either if we agreed, then one of us was superfluous. And if we disagreed, then it was just confusing. Not to mention, I mean, I was you know, I may not be smarter than anybody else, but I'm probably a little more verbal than other people. So it just didn't work. So I would interview. I interviewed a lot of comedians. That's how I got to know Robin Williams and Dick Shawn and a bunch of other people. And I interviewed people who wrote books, because it turns out that coming on my program sold a lot of books. So authors are real excited about doing it. I basically did whatever I wanted because, you know, nobody knew what to do. So I just did sort of evolved to the point where I am now, where basically I take your phone calls and, you know, talk about things that are of interest to me. But it's certainly much more listener driven than it used to be. All right, number one. Number two, though, when I was in Boston, I interviewed, there's one big theater chain in Boston. And I interviewed the guy who ran, there are two actually, and I interviewed him just because I was interested in movies. He said, well, would you like a theater pass? And I, yeah, okay. So, and in Boston there was a little bit of theater, but not much, because Boston used to be the training ground for Broadway sometimes. So I would go to theater when I could afford it, sat in nosebleed seats. So then I went to San Francisco, and I started using movies as a way of demonstrating points, because I was already a woman, a psychologist, you know, educated on the air, and I didn't want to kind of do the, okay, read this book, because people even then didn't read very much. It's gotten worse, but so the idea being that I would use movies to make a point, because movies are kind of the great American pastime. I know football, baseball, but that's not a sport. So then when I moved to San Francisco, there's more than one movie chain. And so what I did was I just called, I think there are three or four, and they gave me a movie pass there. So I've continued to do it. Then when I moved to New York, I think of the same thing, that there's AMC Lowe's and there's Regal. They're the two big ones. And so they both were willing to give me movie passes. And then some of my fellow critics said, look, we'd like you to join. We're starting a new group called Broadcast Film Critics Association. And they're mostly people on the West Coast, but we'd like to put you up for membership. Great. So I'm now legitimatized even beyond that, because I vote on a national board. And we're called the Broadcast Critics. So there you go. You can go to the website and see what our choices are. And we actually have our own award show. It's very cool. But I'm in New York, so I'm thinking, what is New York famous for? Theater! So I called up the drama desk, and I said, look, I'd love to tell you, if you don't, here's who I am, this is what I do. I'd love to tell you that if you don't give me, you know, if you don't give me access, that I won't go to the theater. But this is not true. I love theater. I've loved theater since I was a kid. I've been in the theater. But I will just be able to afford a lot less. So I'm on the drama desk as well. All right. So that's just a quick way of saying on Tuesdays, I review DVDs that are coming out for that week. Wednesdays, I do theater. And Thursdays, I do movies. So that's the explanation about why is a psychologist doing this. Because to me, there's nothing more psychological than sitting in a dark with strangers watching stuff that touches you on stage, so in front of your eyes. All right, so you want Shane, play Bring on Judy.
All right, here we go.
Okay, Judy is stuck in her dressing room. Or maybe I just can't hear it. There we go. Okay. All right, 42nd Street is a couple blocks away from where I'm going to review My Manana Comes. It's at the Playwrights Realm, which is at 416 West 42nd Street. And I know that sounds a little obscure for you. It's between 10th and 11th. And you shouldn't miss this. My Manana Comes. The story is four busboys, and we only see them in the kitchen of the high-class restaurant they're working for. It's beautifully directed and beautifully choreographed. And two of the guys are from Mexico. One of the guys is from Brooklyn, but he's of Mexican descent, and one of the guys is African-American. And what we watch is, it's a play about everything. It's about friendship, about loyalty, about longing, about being an outsider, about greed, about how things work. And you're kind of going along thinking, wow, this is really pretty interesting, and I should probably pay a little more attention to my busboy the next time I'm out at a restaurant. And then all of a sudden, when you're just sort of sitting there, think, wow, this is pretty interesting, wham! They hit you with the fact that this is about greed and about Darwinism, about survival of the fittest. It turns out to be an incredibly touching, scary, upsetting, thought-provoking, transcendent experience. So go see My Manana Comes. I very seldom give 5 stars to anything, because 5 stars has to be perfect as far as I'm concerned. It had to be great acting, great directing, great script, an idea that's worth something. Like, if it's a silly movie, I'll give it 4, 4.5 stars, because silly, I mean, I like silly, but silly is not, it's not great, right? It's silly, it's just silly. This one's great. So, My Manana Comes. The review will be up at drjoy.com. That slowed down a little bit, but I'll get it back up, I promise, all right? So there you go. 855-99-DR-JOY. And look, if you're coming to New York, do plan to see some theater. If you are well-heeled, what you could do is order tickets ahead of time, and I can, if you want to call me up, I can tell you what's going on. There's a lot of things. There are a lot of Broadway stars that are television stars and movie stars that are coming to Broadway this year. There are a huge number of revivals with a lot of well-known faces and names, so it'll be a big year on Broadway. And if you're a little less well-heeled, you can do what I do, which is not get on Drama Desk. You can try. People say, I want your job. I've got my job. It's okay. You can go stand in Times Square at TKTS and buy tickets for day of for half price plus a $2.50. I think it's $2. It may have gone up to $3.50. The good news about TKTS, when I first started going there, you had to have cash, which that's a lot of cash to wander around in the city that you're kind of a stranger. Now they take credit cards, and I think they even take checks. But it's a worthwhile thing, and it's a fun experience. It's very New York-y, and the long lines of people, everybody chats one another up. They have jugglers and street performers, and restaurants give out menus, and it's a real fun experience. You don't know exactly what you're going to get, so it's probably a good idea to have a couple of choices, talk behind your left ear of things that you'd be willing to see. But I highly encourage it. If you're going to come here, Staten Island Ferry, the World Trade Center, and Broadway. All right? 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com. We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey Light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with 2 black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Have you heard? Proactive Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited-time offer. Give us a call at 800-538-5252, because we're going to let a million people try Proactive Plus risk-free and get 2 free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactive Plus now, and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactive Plus, 2 free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-538-5252. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-538-5252. That's 800-538-5252.